Good stories, good thoughts, good news. In a world filled with negativity, it's time to tell Anna and Raven something good. Tell me something good. Powered by PC Richard and Son, Star 99.9.
We get it. You wake up to a lot of bad news. We are not down with that here at Star 99.9. We want to hear your good news. So if you want to share it, you can call us at 1-800-330-9999. First things first, there is a new study out saying that Connecticut has ranked number 6 in the entire country for best states to have a baby.
Who would have thought?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, we lose virtually every other survey that goes on out there. So that's pretty good. What is this based on, though?
It's based on how much it costs to have a baby here, the healthcare rank, baby friendliness. And I'm not quite sure what that means. Like, is your baby evil like Jack-Jack and the Incredibles? Although I wouldn't say he's evil. He just has superpowers, you know?
Right.
He can explode.
He's misunderstood.
Right. He attacks skunks and outsider raccoons or whatever that was.
Right. I think this means that our babies are more welcoming on the playground than other states' babies.
Well, definitely.
Maybe.
Much better
possibly
than, let's see, Mississippi, where Mississippi, it's the worst state to have a baby, and their babies are not friendly at all, according to this.
Wow.
Yeah.
Who would have known?
Uh-huh.
Because they're bred with water moccasins.
I guess.
Something like that.
Number one place to have a baby, Vermont, and number two, Massachusetts. So there you go.
That makes no sense to me either. Well, I've been to Massachusetts, all right?
Well, I mean,
see how you're teaching those babies how to drive, stuff like that.
I feel like they're brainwashing them to be like Red Sox fans early on, which
well,
is probably
is
a
smart
problem.
I mean, 10 games in front, that is smart.
I don't know.
You know,
yeah.
I mean, I've got one for you here. Two teachers donated their kidneys, and I mean, we hear that all the time, but, you know, it's still big an undertaking. But because of their donation, 8 people actually had their lives saved.
Oh.
So they did what they call a chain donation, basically, and that is, I'm going to donate a kidney to somebody that you know that needs one, that I'm a match for, but I don't know that person. And then you are going to donate a kidney to somebody else out there who's you're a match for, that you don't know this person, that kind of thing. It's kind of like paying it forward, but with your body organs.
Yep.
And they saved 8 people because of it.
That's
teachers.
That's fantastic.
It is pretty great, isn't it?
Yeah, and also something good, it's primary day, so stop complaining about politics and do something about it. If you're a registered Republican or Democrat, you can go and you can cast your vote today. Make sure you go and vote.
Yeah, do that.
The Anna and Raven Show. With you everywhere you go. The Anna and Raven Show podcast. Star 99.9. Today's best mix.